Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to another episode of October's Very Own, the podcast about Drake. Every single episode that we do, Eric, it hurts me to say another, because it's just like
we're just doing another one. Here we are, talking about Drake.
This is Dan Ozzie, and this is Eric Sunderman.
Hello.
And we are into our second week now of
yeah, we're
Drake
just having fun online yeah. right now. We're having a good time. Online.
You know, I'm not having fun online yeah. anymore.
I think Dan's slowly realizing that this is...
I'm learning too much about Drake.
Yeah.
Like, I was into it for a while, and now I'm like...
Now he's like starting to actually have to think about
this. I'm flying too close to the sun.
Yeah. I'm to listen to his music, actually.
Getting Drake woke. Well, we just talked about Degrassi.
Yeah, we did.
And that fucked me up because we were talking about the Drake boner, and then after the episode, I searched for Drake boner on YouTube, watched it, obviously, and then after that, YouTube's like, would you also want to watch these other Degrassi boner clips? I'm like, right. Not really, yeah. No.
Well,
a lot of boners on Degrassi.
So this is where we're at.
So we're not... So that's it. We talked about Degrassi. We're done with Degrassi. Hi. Today we're talking about Drake and his relationship with sports, which I find very funny. And today we had to have a good guest on for this pinnacle topic. Yes. And so we have Ernest Wilkins, who is a writer. He's done work for us here at Noisy. He's done writing for Pitchfork, GQ, Complex, and he's wearing a New York Knicks jersey. I feel like we picked the right guy. Ernest?
Yeah. It's a Charles Oakley jersey, so it's more about the Oakley piece than the right. Knicks, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, Ernest's from Chicago.
Yeah, I'm from Chicago, still holding on to the bloated corpse that is the Chicago Bulls. Just trying to make it happen, you know?
Yeah.
Just believing. But yeah. I support Charles Oakley because I support anybody who is a goon in sports. You know what I'm saying? So Oak is just the man.
He is pretty much that.
He's pretty much the man. He's a goon. I love him. But yeah, thanks guys for having me.
Yeah, it's happy that you're here.
Yeah.
Well, this was a topic that we wanted to talk about, I'm glad that you are the one that we have. So why did you want to come on here and talk about Drake and sports? Okay. What's your thought behind that?
I have a long-standing idea, and this might be a throwback for the 90s babies out there, but you guys remember that show, The Famous Jet Jackson on Disney Channel?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, right? So rest in peace to that dude. He actually died in real life, which is really sad.
Yeah.
But the whole purpose of the show is that this dude is like a famous actor, but he's also a regular kid, but he's also a super spy. And I think with the exception of the super, that's literally the shortest way I can explain this show without going into like extreme detail.
He's a super spy.
But
that was on Disney, right?
Disney Channel, yeah. It was right after Flash Forward.
Yeah,
Shout out to Ben Foster.
A lot of good shows.
Yeah,
on
man,
Disney.
they cranked out hits. Yeah. But the thing is, it was funny because it always makes me think of Drake because A, it's a Canadian show that was taped, you know, and exposed to America, kind of like how Drake was. B, he just reminds me of this dude. He's like a popular guy, and he's got a varsity jacket on, and
very
he's throwing
charismatic.
Yeah, he's very charismatic, and he's like the girls love him, the guys want to be him. But on the secret side of things, he's just trying to be a regular guy. You know what I mean? And I think that kind of gets to his raps because you can definitely tell. Like, Drake is one of the best, I will call it, pregame, like, football warm-up rappers ever. Like, you need a track to get you ready for the game against insert your rival school here. He's got you on that, you know. My team is the best. We're the team. The team is the team, you know. They never loved us, you know, like that. And so it's one of those things where, like, it's very ambiguous, but he does it on purpose. And I think as an athlete, I think he's terrible. But I do think
we're gonna get into
yeah,
that.
We're gonna get into that. But I do think it's just funny because like he's this guy who's like a jock, but he's not a jock. And I don't, I mean, I also.
He's like a theater nerd,
yes,
really.
Yes.
Like, at its core, like, he is like a theater yeah. dork who wants to be on stage, but he also, like, wants to, like, be,
yeah.
like, tough.
I draw a lot of similarities with him myself because in high school, I played football the first 2 years. Was really bad, like for real. I had a pick six once, which is the highlight of my athletic life. Like, I was like, all right, I'm done. Peace, everybody. But I quit football and joined drama. To start, like, you know, doing plays and stuff. So I have a lot of kindred spirits with Drake where it's like, you want to, it's like that 30% bro level. Like, he's about a hot 30%. You know what I'm saying? Any
he's
higher.
Like an art bro.
Yeah, yeah, art bro. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Drake, I think, I mean, I've said this on the podcast many times, yeah. right? Drake has the mindset of a 13-year-old boy, yeah. always, right? And I think Drake's entire, like, raison d'etre is to impress girls. Like, that's his entire motivator, is impressing girls. So, like, yeah, he's going to play sports if that impresses girls. But, like, hey, guess what? There's a lot of girls on the drama team, too. So he's going to join that. So I think, like, his whole personality has been motivated by just, like, chasing women. And, you know, not knocking that. I'm just saying, like, I think that probably shaped a lot of his personality. And so I don't know, like, he didn't really get, I don't know, maybe he saw that he wasn't getting good enough at sports to be, like, impressive.
He switched it off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually know what his actual background is with athletics because I don't know if, I don't think he has one.
I think
really.
He's just been active the whole time.
Yeah.
And I think his level of sports is equal to, you know, ours, where it's like, I like these teams, yeah. you know, this sports clip was crazy, like, I want to rap about it. And you look at stuff like, his history has kind of been peppered with these moments of, like, sports knowledge or sports references and all that stuff, mm-hmm. you know. And I think one of the best examples would be, like, the draft day freestyle.
Yeah.
Like, what was that, 2012 or something like that? But he shouts out, well, the part of it that is dope is that he's, like, doing this thing for guys who are going to the NFL draft, which is, like, or the NBA draft, which I guess they needed a song.
Like, yeah, I guess,
see,
yeah.
See, I think this is so super smart, right? Because Drake makes a song for those guys,
yeah.
and then they're going to want to hang out with
exactly.
him.
Exactly. It's, like, enticing. It's like, ooh, yeah. But the thing is, he picks, like, two of the weirder players that I think you could have picked with Johnny Manziel and Andrew Wiggins, who makes sense because he's from Toronto. Like, I get it. Right. I'm still actually mad at him because he had a choice to go to Florida State or Kansas because his parents met at Florida State and, like, dated, and he didn't go to Florida State. Sidebar, I went to Florida
yeah.
State, and I'm a bit of a homer about it. Go Noles. But, yeah, no, so it's just funny because he shouts out Johnny Manziel, and you, as we all know, Johnny Manziel's career.
I don't know. What is he doing now?
I think he's trying out for Canadian football.
That makes sense. But, like, yeah, he and Drake were pals
yeah,
for a long
like,
time.
He was signing OVO. He was doing the sign when he scored a touchdown. Like, it was a cool moment, but it's like, if there's literally any other player with a longer, like, shelf life, that song is probably higher up in his, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
with a discography.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think Drake's relationships with sports is just, it's very comical to me because part of me, I mean, I know he really does like the Raptors. Like, he's sitting, he's sitting courtside at, like, you know, he's rooting. I mean, he is basically like the Raptors Spike Lee, you know, like he is like running out onto the court, like talking shit, clapping in players' ears, and but part of me is also just like, I don't know if I really buy it, like, because he's also like, he definitely will, he'll just kind of root for whoever's winning too.
Yeah, that's my beef. I have beef with Lil Wayne on that too, because Lil Wayne legit will change his team affiliation every single time a team wins a game. Like, I like the Packers now, I like the Broncos now, I like the Cowboys now. With Drake, I think it's interesting with the Raptors. I know they gave him, like, an ambassador role or whatever.
Yeah, he's literally part of that.
They
right.
have, like, Drake nights at the
yeah,
stadium.
Yeah, they design, like,
yeah,
jerseys
yeah.
around him. So, I mean, that's kind of cool from a partnership side. But I think, I mean, also, I think back-to-back, like, the cover was
yeah, it was the Blue Jays.
Yeah, the Blue Jays, mm-hmm. Toronto. So he's got love for the hometown, which is someone who loves their hometown. I get it. I think it's just weird, too, because it's like, to your point, Eric, like, dude is just not that good.
Yeah.
Did you guys, I'm probably dating myself, but When I was like 13, starter jackets were like
popular. Oh, yeah.
And like it kind of didn't even matter what the team was because it was about the colors. Like, because
yeah.
I was like a New Yorker, so to have like a Rangers one. It was just like this bright red, white, and blue starter jacket. So I had like a Charlotte Hornets one.
Oh, wow.
Which like didn't the
make,
teal?
Yeah, yeah, which didn't make any sense.
I had a Michigan Wolverines one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know why, but it was sick.
I
so you don't know why?
No, it was dope, though. No, I just got it back in the starter jackets, actually. Weirdly enough, like just searching eBay, and I was like, this is a dope one. I got a Florida State one. I gave my girlfriend's brother a Michigan one. I'm trying to just get them for the homies. I think that's a really cool.
I think it's a good look. I got one Chicago Bulls one in my apartment that I've been wearing sometimes.
I'm going to need to hold that for you. Yeah. Let me hold that.
It's got holes in it.
That's that means it's sick. Legit.
When
it's
I was also, I remember too that a big thing was, you know, like the cinch up buttons on the hood thing, those are like a status symbol. It was like some like war tribal, like, oh, the more you have of those, it's like peacocking, you know? And so like, you know, they would each come with like one, like if you had like a Rangers one, it would have like two red ones. But like we would go into stores and just steal them off the jacket. So we would have like a red, white, and blue one. Like, all the way. So it was like, if you saw somebody with like a chain of them, it was like, damn, that guy's been to VIM. He's stealing these.
He's doing
man.
His thing. Yeah.
Drake definitely had one of those.
Yeah, yeah. Drake had like the most decked out starter jacket
100%.
Ever.
He was wearing it on the way to the set of Degrassi. Yeah, so what I want to talk about is Drake's actual like ability to
skills.
Yeah, so let's talk about the air ball.
Oh man, I felt bad. I watched it again this morning.
I watched it so many times.
I felt bad for
him. It's so embarrassing. It is so embarrassing. Like,
I can't tell if it's more like the most embarrassing part is before he shoots, when he like kind of like,
because he's pumping himself,
he grabs the ball, you know, and he's got like,
he's like, give me the rock, got the, I got it. Like,
and he's got this cocky look, and then he just pulls up, and it's like, it's not just an air ball, it's like it's like he was shooting in the opposite direction.
Literally. It's like he just threw it. Like he was fed up and he was like, ah.
Yeah. And then he tries to play it off. Which is also
then,
extremely
then he
embarrassing.
Grabs, he grabs the rebound and then he just misses. Yeah. Like he makes contact. Hits the rim, but that's it.
It's so weird, too, because it's like that was all part of, you know, Kentucky's Midnight Madness, which is a big event for that school. Calipari's there. The thing that's wild is he committed so hard to the idea that, like, he wore the full warm-ups.
Why was he doing that, by the way?
Because he could. I literally
they just
think
were like,
Cal, I think Coach Cal was like, hey, this will help with recruiting. So come on and sit down here, Canadian guy. Like,
yeah. I mean, that was before they put out the tape with Future, which had scholarships on
right.
which has the Kentucky Blue line, which is one of the dumbest lines I've in rap, but also like fucking awesome. Like, he says, "I go Kentucky Blue on those hoes,"
yes.
But the way he says it is. It just sounds, it's like a classic Drake line where it just sounds so dumb, but it sounds, but like the sonic value of it is like really nice.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, in Drake's defense, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, playing a little DA, if you will.
Yeah.
There was no video evidence of this, but in that video that Vice did with Ninja from Die Antwoord, he talks about going to Kanye's house and then going over to Drake's to play basketball. And Drake was like real serious and like it was like really good.
He could ball.
Yeah,
man. What? Maybe he just was this after the air ball because he probably maybe he just started training. It was like, you know, I can never embarrass myself like that again.
Yeah, he bought like a new basketball. Right. He like tear the old one out. I want a new basketball.
He's like writing in his head diss tracks about like the rim. You know,
he's going to war with the net.
Yeah, I could see. I mean, Drake is like in peak physical condition. I mean, he looks like he would be good at basketball.
The thing that bothered me most about the air ball thing, like, and I agree with your point, is that there's so many kids who actually have like basketball talent and would literally kill to be just on that court at any time. And the fact that he just went out there and just guffed it is so sad, because it's like, I kept thinking about like that kid who's like at the mid-major right now at like, I don't know, Creighton or something like that, who's just like trying to figure it out, like, all right, man, I'm gonna make the leap. No, you're not. But it's like, oh, it's Drake. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like slap in the face to those dudes, which is kind of funny.
Well, I saw a video on YouTube that I don't know the context, but I'm assuming that it leaked from Drake after this, where he was basically sitting at half court and like kind of doing sit-ups and throwing it and like making it from half court. It was kind of like a trick shot. And I'm like, oh, how did that video get out? Yeah. Somebody just
happened. PR team on overdrive, baby.
Yeah, that definitely leaked.
Do you think his publicist has to like do sports related things for him from time to time, and is just like, all right, he's like, hey, we need to get that video out, the ball video.
I'm sure Drake. Like, I mean, Drake is like the master of his like persona online.
What do you think he plays with? Do you think he plays with like all of the OVO guys? Do you think OVO Brian is out there playing the four?
I bet he plays with some Raptors in that video.
Ninja said that like he like got on his cell and like within 5 minutes there were all these like really good players that like just came to his house.
That's what I mean. I bet
ready to play.
I feel like Drake could ball. I bet maybe he just kind of choked on the air.
Yeah, I'm gonna want to give him credit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he missed
I'm with
one.
That. I'm with that. I think
it's probably a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I mean,
he is Drake.
You ever see those people who like they're like, oh, halftime you get like a one shot from half court.
A lot of
people just tank it because it's hard. It's really nerve wracking.
Episodes of King of the Hill is about that exact topic.
We haven't brought in King of the Hill yet to this podcast, so thank you.
I'm trying to bring Drake and King of the Hill more into the popular lexicon, like the cross stream of that. So, you know, this is my start of that opening. This is the opening salvo right here, baby.
And so not that I want to jump off of basketball, because we're definitely gonna get back to that. But Eric this morning also introduced me to the video where Drake is what looks like his house maybe, and just kicks a soccer ball.
Yeah, no, that's in England, I believe. Oh, well, I don't know. I don't actually remember, but
he kicked a soccer ball towards the goal, and not only, I mean, like any dick can miss a basketball hoop. Yeah. He missed a soccer goal completely, and it just nailed
the light post.
A lamp, yeah, nearby, and just shattered it. It's funnier to me than just whiffing.
And then he yells goal.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Maybe his goal was to destroy that light post.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's subversive. It's deep.
There was a great period when Drake went to England a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I believe it was when he was there for the Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And he was just like just jumping around England, like having a great time. And there were some good videos that emerged of him kicking soccer balls. They didn't emerge, like he posted them on his Instagram.
Yeah. They emerged via his
social media.
Right.
But there's one of him winding up and kicking, and the goal goes in, and like he just starts running around screaming goal. And it's just like, it's so funny. Like, he's just having such a good time. Like, he just, Drake bouncing around England kicking soccer balls. It was one of the peak moments of his career, I think.
It's funny because it's like soccer is also just like a lot of people really think soccer is easier than it is. I really believe that. But I think the funny part about it is that he's just so enthusiastic about being mediocre that you're kind of like, oh, man, okay, Drake.
But that's like comes back to something that I keep coming back to on this podcast, is it's like the reason that Drake is so popular is because as a fan of his, and I'm speaking for myself here, is it's like you can, like, I identify with Drake on so many different levels, you know? And so it's like I could definitely see myself pulling up to take a shot at the Kentucky Wildcat, yeah. Midnight Madness, and just airballing. Yeah.
Whomst among us?
Yeah,
would not.
Like I'd be like, I would do exactly what he did.
Right.
Like I would airball it, and then I would grab the ball, and then I'd brick it, and then I'd try to look cool.
I think a lot of his appeal is that he has a lot of like. He has access to do cool, like it's like the Entourage effect, where it's like, yeah. Oh, this person's doing this cool event. Oh, Chuck Liddell's here for some reason, like that weird, you know, kind of sports like hybrid of life. But it's funny for him because he drops names of athletes. You know, I swear I'm like Serena when she's playing with her left, which is a very funny tennis bar. I think we need more hashtag tennis bars in the game, please. like somebody rhymes like Djokovic would like choke a dick or something. I don't know. Look, I'm not a rapper, guys. You guys have come up with it. Holler at me. You know what I'm saying? Let's figure out a collab on Twitter or something. But it's funny because the references are cool because it's like low key like ESPN. He's like, yeah, you could tell. Oh, he watched SportsCenter last week. Yeah, he saw that. Yeah.
We talked about Drake Saturdays on our 7th episode.
Yeah.
And we pretty much just concluded that he spends the time from like 11 to 2 just watching SportsCenter and just like writing things down on his phone, like just taking notes so that like later in conversation he can have like really incisive things to say.
Gets his Instacart order ready, just like having a day. It's really funny because it's like you have this concept of dude, but like I used to work for a record label and I can tell you like ESPN is always on in the studios everywhere. And it's funny to see that translating into stuff with like artists. You would be like, where did they get a bar about, you know, I don't know, the Bulls choking or something like that or something like that? It's funny because you were like, oh, he was watching SportsCenter. Yeah,
yeah, they had SportsCenter on the studio.
In the studio.
Can I say that I bet that Drake rules at, like, NBA Jam on Super Nintendo or, like, FIFA.
I'll bet he's so good at that shit.
Because, again, goes back to my long theory that Drake was not the – coolest kid in school, but he had like a lot of cool video games, so everybody came to his house and just put up with him. So I bet he was so good at NBA Jam Turbo Edition. He knew all the codes to get George Clinton. He knew the Steve Urkel code, you know.
That's funny.
Do you think that Drake's fandom for like the Raptors and Toronto sports in general, how do you see that? I mean, you're from Chicago. You're like, you're very proud from Chicago, and like, you know, I think having an ambassador like Drake from the city of Toronto and specifically with their sports team has probably played an effect on their prestige. I'm curious what your thoughts are on like how he's helped people care about Toronto.
I think, just using the example of the Bulls, I've always stood on the concept of saying you should have your coolest representative from the city sitting courtside at games.
Yeah.
Obviously, not every game, but like bigger ones, national televised moments, those kind of things, because it helps to kind of showcase the city and the fandom. And I think Drake being there helps because Toronto is now seen as like, you're cool, where you may not have cared about, like when there was just Chris Bosh, you know what I'm saying, just out there doing his thing, nobody cared, you know. So I think it's interesting that he definitely brought a lot of eyes back to the Raptors and the fact that they're doing their thing, like, I would love to have, you know, Chance or I know Kanye has in the past, like sit courtside at the Bulls game and like clap and go crazy. But, you know, it's one of those things where I think as the NBA is probably like, yeah, man, whatever you want to do. Like, and I think that's a really great opportunity for the team. But I think for him, though, it's also a nice way to like, you know, loyalty and my team is my team and all that stuff like that. It's those, he's kind of living the lyrics, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Has Drake ever shown interest in, like, the Blue Jays or in the NFL?
Well, Toronto doesn't have an NFL team.
Well, I know that.
Oh.
It's the national football.
Yeah, the Blue Jays.
The nation
for sure.
Is the United States of America. Or does he go to, you know, Canadian football?
I'm surprised he didn't talk about the Maple Leafs.
The Montreal Alouettes?
Yeah.
Is that his team?
Yeah.
They scored 4 Rouges against the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Yeah. That's crazy. Calgary Stampede or whatever.
Blue Jays fandom is there.
Yeah.
I actually have my girlfriend's from Toronto and she gave me a Blue Jays sweatshirt that says the 6 on it.
Ernest, come here for a second.
Yeah.
Eric keeps mentioning his girlfriend from Toronto, so we just like humor him when he does
that. Yeah. Right. Like she goes to another school.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Eric.
That sounds really cool.
You sound like you're in love, man. That's beautiful.
That's great, man. I hope to meet her one day. That's really cool.
I hope she exists. Anyway.
Well, yeah, we're gonna start wrapping up here on this episode, but I feel like those two videos, I feel like everybody listening has probably seen those.
If you haven't, go out of your way to find them.
And if you have, watch them again.
Yeah, do yourself a favor.
I had the soccer one on a loop today.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's nice motivation. Like, you know, the emails start piling up. You get a little stressed out. You know, watch a little Drake failing at sports clip. Get your day back on track, you know?
You're like, if Drake can fail and still keep going, certainly I can do it.
Exactly. That's it.
Wow. More life. I didn't expect
more life.
I didn't expect this episode to end on such a empowering note, but here we are.
Yeah, man. I feel good. I think that's the overarching power of Drake, if you think about it. Yeah. Even when he's at his worst, he still makes you feel like you're the best.
He turns using a lint roller on the sidelines into a cultural moment.
I bought a lint roller. I was like, hey, I need to get this lint up off me. Drake has the eyes on the prize.
He did something that we don't talk about enough with Drake is he did more to raise awareness for lint. more lint awareness than any other rapper.
Lint awareness. We got to be more aware of lint, guys. It's like the ice bucket challenge, except you just clean your clothes.
Yeah, you just like look nicer.
Yeah, you just look really nice.
A little nicer.
If there was a real like lint rolling challenge, Drake would be the first one to be donating.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey guys, just gonna nominate Lil Wayne to do this after me.
There's a cat. I'm cat sitting right now. There's fur everywhere, but we're gonna roll it out, baby. Like he's like, I feel like he babysits like the Weeknd's cat sometimes. He's like, oh man, I'm out of town. He's like, hey Drake, can you watch my cat? That's what I think the Weeknd sounds like in real life.
Hey Drake,
can you watch my cat, please? And Drake's like, of course. Yeah.
That's how they made up.
Ernest Wilkins, thank you for stepping in and bringing this positive energy.
Yeah, man, that's what we're here for. You know, I think all rappers want to be athletes, all athletes want to be rappers, and I just want to be good at anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Word.
That's it.
That's where we, that's a good way to end.
I can't top that. This has been another episode of October's Very Own, where we kind of talked about Drake, but mostly sports today.
Yeah. It was a good time.
And Ernest Wilkins, thank you for being on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Subscribe.
Yes.
And rate us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.